I'm Steve Miller reporting. Protests continue in Iran a week after they initially began, leaving at least 21 people dead. The government has blamed the protest on foreign influence, but observers say that is not the case. Rutgers University professor Hushang Amirahmadi said those protesting are average Iranians.
It is the people versus the regime. And the regime needs to really think seriously about what it is that it's doing.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said in an interview with VOA that the people of Iran have the full support of the current U.S. government. U.S. President Donald Trump claimed Thursday he was responsible for a scheduled resumption of talks between North and South Korea, posting on Twitter the impotence was his firm and strong leadership. Mariamo Diallo has more.
Trump tweeted that with all of the failed experts weighing in, does anybody really believe that talks and dialogue would be going on between North and South Korea right now if it wasn't firm, strong, and willing to commit our total might against the North? On Wednesday, the two countries reopened a cross-border hotline that had been shut down since 2016. The Associated Press stated that South Korea confirmed that officials from both countries talked for 20 minutes. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
A court in Zimbabwe has freed a U.S. national accused of insulting former President Robert Mugabe on Twitter last year. The court dismissed the case against Martha O'Donovan Thursday after prosecutors failed to provide the court with a trial date. Follow Voice of America on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Steve Stanford reports health workers are concerned with outbreaks of diseases in the massive Rohingya camps